Journey into the Mystic with the Reverend John Dorhauer, General Minister and President of the United Church of Christ.
There is a line I have been repeating since my election as the General Minister and President of the United Church of Christ. Here's the line. The Holy Spirit envisions a future in which we matter. Now, I intend to make two very important claims when I say that. The first is that we have to shift the narrative about faith from one of decline and diminishment to one of hope and mission. We are experiencing decline and diminishment, and all of our statistical data suggests that. But that's about a shift in paradigm to which faith must and will adapt. We're not dying, we're shifting. Yeah, we can do more discussion about that another time. That's not my topic for the day. It's the second point I want to speak more about, and that is this. The mission for which the church was birthed in the first place still matters. And the Holy Spirit, who feeds the faithful every day, remains fully invested in that mission. And to characterize that mission briefly, I would say the mission is the call to love one another. If you look around, it isn't hard to see the challenge that we face. Love can be found, but so can whatever we call its antithesis. Hate, judgment, condemnation, fear of the other, bigotry, racism, homophobia, Islamophobia, sexism. I mean, you get the picture. Earlier this week, Christians celebrated Pentecost. It's what we call the birthday of the church. And it tells the story of the Holy Spirit descending upon the disciples of Jesus. And she inspired them then to go to the ends of the earth, preaching and teaching the good news of God's redeeming and transformative love. Everything that God intended in that moment, the call to love neighbor, to accept all God's beautiful children into the arms of love and faith, the capacity to endure persecution and imprisonment and martyrdom in order to demonstrate God's desire to see humankind live in peace and in harmony and shalom, all of that and more was at stake in the Spirit's brooding. And she continues to call us today. She touches the hearts of leaders everywhere and invites them into a life of mission, to go and to be a blessing. She inspires humble leaders to take up the mantle of servant leadership, preaching and teaching the good news of God's love. And she desires nothing short of all that Jesus preached about, love of neighbor, accepting the differences that we share between one another, the forgiveness of sin, the blessing of children, the feeding of the hungry, the visiting of the sick and the imprisoned, the liberating of the captive, care for creation. In short, the perpetuation of faith and hope and love. The church as we know it, and the articulation of faith into relevant tropes and memes, they might be changing. And the changing is rapid and may feel like a death, but it isn't. The same Spirit present at creation and hovering over the waters of chaos and the darkness into which light would be cast, the same Spirit present at the birth, baptism, and death of Jesus, the same Spirit who emboldened disciples on Pentecost moves among us still and calls us into the mission to spread the word of God's love to everyone. So take time today to commune with the Spirit. She is as close to you as your next breath. She moves where she will. She speaks to us in whispers and sighs too deep for words. Know that she will partner with you as you engage in this call to love deeply, to live boldly, and to practice the art of hopeful engagement on this, our journey into the mystic.
Into the Mystic is brought to you by the United Church of Christ. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you're welcome here. Find us at ucc.org.